Also in the news, oral sex linked to rise in men's throat cancer. For years now, doctors have urged young women to be vaccinated against HPV, which is believed to cause cervical cancer, but now growing research in Europe and the United States is implicating HPV in a rising number of cases of head and neck cancers in the world. And many doctors are recommending that all boys be vaccinated as well. So that's that. Also, water on the moon, 1 billion gallons. Water on the moon? Scientists used to think it was as dry as, well, lunar dust, but after years of analysis, NASA today announced that its La Crosse Lunar Impact Probe mission found up to 1 billion gallons of water ice in the floor of a permanently shadowed crater near the moon's south pole. That's enough, said researchers, to fill 1,500 Olympic-sized swimming pools. There is ice there. It probably exists in other places on the moon as well. They also found silver, mercury, carbon, monoxide, and ammonia. Did you hear that? There's water on the moon.
They also found a complete collection of early Spider-Man Marvel comic books. It's incredible.
Frank, nice to have you back, man. It's been a long time.
Lyndon, it's good to see you.
You guys, there's some headphones if you wanted to if you wanted to check your levels and whatnot. Cool. Frank Garvey founded Omni Circus 17 years ago?
August 8th, 1988.
Yeah, I can
level sounds good.
Oh, speak a little closer to the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
My headphone monitor is so loud that it sounds crackly and over loud. It's probably just a headphone monitor. Yeah, we founded the Omni Circus on August 8th, 1988.
And
8888.
And what's your birthday?
August 8th, 1952.
So you founded the Omni Circus, and originally it wasn't called Omni Circus. Originally you had a different idea of what this space was going to be like, the space down near 6th Street in the Mission.
Yeah, the original idea was that we were going to be popular.
Famous. Rich, maybe. No, the original idea was to start a revolution. Isn't that right?
No, it was just to be popular. No, yeah, of course. Revolution. Well, I realized the only way I could actually be popular is if I made a revolution. Yeah, this is a 2-CD set. We're just finishing up now. It's called Birds of Paradise, Birds of Prey. It's a homage to the singers I worked with over the years.
Well, before we get to that, I'm going to ask you a few more questions about the revolution in popularity.
Okay. By the way, this is Jason. He's a Coptic First Legener player.
What's up, man?
How long have you been with the Omni Circus, yo?
I've been with the Omni Circus for about 7 years now. Yeah.
What brought you to the Omni Circus in the first place? Because a couple of years ago, I actually lived at the Omni Circus for about 9 months, and I didn't see you there, dude.
Well, I originally lived there, and I've been with them since then. I've been traveling. I play the Verschlager.
And what is that?
It's a Coptic instrument, ancient Coptic instrument.
Can you describe it for the listeners who don't know what a Verschlager is?
Yeah, it's kind of like a guitar, except it has 8 strings instead of the traditional 6. Makes a very unique sound.
His father was the greatest Verschlager player in Coptland.
Frank, you've had a lot of people working with you.
Yes.
Can you give me a rough estimate as to how many musicians you have worked with in the last 17 years, putting on performances like every 2 weeks here in San Francisco?
Well, honestly, I would be guessing, but probably at least 50.
50?
Probably.
Yo, yeah. I'd say that in the 9 months that I lived at Omni Circus, which frequently posts its ads on Craigslist, by the way, for all our listeners, I saw you work with at least 50 performers during that 9 month period.
But you didn't know that it's those same people. They just recycle over and over again.
Fair enough.
No, that's probably true. So that means there's more than 50.
Lots more than 50.
Yeah.
In a ratio of performers to girlfriends, I'd say you're at least a 2-to-1, right? And so that's at least 600 in the last 20 years or so.
Okay.
I'm kidding. No, you're very attractive, seductive man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
The way he's making those noises,
especially to Coptic Verschlagener players.
Yeah. Right. This was an album I just played. I just played the entire album, Malikat Dan Singa. Ah. I think there was a equipment problem during the first track, so I'm going to play it again. But after we listened to a couple years, CDs you gave me, are those in order of how you'd like it to be heard?
No, you can. The first one's called Bird of Prey. It's got 17 tracks. You can just pick tracks randomly if you want. The second one is all one track. It's 62 minutes. I'm assuming that might be a little long for this show.
This is your newest album of how many albums?
I think this is number 8.
Yeah. 8.
Yeah.
8. And some of those are even double CD sets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anybody can go to omnicircus.com and find out more about those albums. And where can they purchase one of these albums if they like what they're about to hear?
Right now at our shows, which is our theater is on the corner of Natoma and Russ between 6th and 7th in Mission and Howard. And our next show is the 13th of November at 8 o'clock. Our place is called Omni Circus. All the information you need is on omnicircus.com.
Yeah. Right. First track, what's it called?
Well, are you playing track one?
Track one, CD one.
Of CD one? It's called Endless Night.
My mind starts awake by an angry light. To behold a world both familiar and strange. Sirens argue with an endless night. Harlequins recruit the recently deranged. Tears do flow into fountains, fountains of gold. Beggars take heed to dig private holes. Forbidden halls. Jugglers and clowns walk invisible souls through darkened streets lost to one. Darkened streets lost to one.
Proud at this moment.
Not so quietly, you're being broadcast to God knows how many people are listening right now. If anybody is listening right now, likes what they just heard, or has ever lived at the omnicircus.com, or as a total lunatic, please give us a call at 415-341-1199. It's Pirate Cat Radio in the Mission District of San Francisco. And it doesn't matter if you're streaming live, you can give me a call. I will pick up. Down at the Omni Circus, there are some really interesting things happening pretty much all the time. What you just heard is something that you would hear at a nighttime rehearsal, maybe any given night of the week. If you're one of the many people that frequents the Omni Circus or has for years or years, you know. But what's going on today at OmniCircus.com? Omni Circus. Sorry.
Well, two things. First of all, that track was called Endless Night. It features three people. Daniel Berkman on the West African double harp called Akora. I'm singing, and there's also a female singer in the background called Kirsten Pixton, who's going to sing the lead on the next song, which is called I Say. But before we get to that, I'll just tell you what we're doing at the Omni Circus now. We're actually recording a new CD. It's very exciting. With my longtime collaborator, Diana Trimble. Diana Rosa Trimble. She lives in London, and she's coming here for over a month to record this in December. We're doing a live show on December 11th featuring her. So we have two shows coming up. November 13th is our next show, and then December 11th with Diana Rosa Trimble. So that's going to be very exciting, very cool.
I'll definitely try to make it to that one. Is that a all-ages show?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. You've met Diana then several times.
Yeah, once or twice.
Once or twice? You performed with her, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was back from Copland. Last time she was here, 2 years ago.
All right, track two, we're getting to...
Track two is called I Say.
That's right.
This one's a collaboration between Kirsten Pixton and myself.
You say
That was a lot different than the first one we heard, and I think that shows the scope and range of your style and the fact that you've worked with so many different people.
Yeah, I mean, most of the great music that I do is collaborative. I'm a big believer in collaboration. I would never ask anyone to do anything that I didn't really, really want them to do unless it directly benefited me, either sexually or financially, and this did not. So I have to say that I was involved in a profound collaboration with these two people. The fact that I'm still here means neither of them killed me. And that's a good sign.
Community. How many people have tried to kill you community before, building. Frank Garvey?
People don't try to kill me. They do kill me. Many people have killed me. Let's talk about that, but yeah. Not now. Let's talk about it.
Okay. That's, you know, cats, for instance, have nine lives. I just read a news article about cats, and some people kill cats up to nine times just to see if it's true.
Do you know that Monkey died?
I did know that. Yeah. Did you know that the founder of Pirate Cat Radio legally changed his name to Monkey?
I think I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Monkey. Then that monkey, just for everybody out there, don't be afraid. He's not dead.
No, not him.
As far as we know, as of today, I don't think he was dead yesterday either.
My theater cat's name is Monkey. In fact, when I met Monkey, the founder of Pirate Cat, we talked about that. But my cat died. And we buried him on Stow Lake, and we gave him a proper funeral with a celebration and a recitation.
In commemoration, we're going to play some Station Mandatory audio real quick, and we'll be right back with an extended track of Frank Garvey, so stay tuned. This thing. It's fucked up.
There's some...
Remember every 3 years. Yeah. Second of all, who
raising a child can be a trying and stressful process for any parent. Making the right decisions can be tough, especially if you weren't given a good model to follow when you were a child. Family Paths can help. Family Paths Incorporated is a nonprofit organization of mental health professionals and dedicated volunteers that provide a number of mental health, counseling, and therapy services to low-income, multi-stressed individuals and families. Family Paths Incorporated is a multicultural agency committed to serving families of Alameda County regardless of age, ethnicity, financial status, language, sexual orientation, immigration status, class, religion, gender, mental, or physical ability. Family Paths has served the mental health needs of Alameda's families since 1972, and today we offer services from offices in Oakland, Hayward, and Fremont. These services include a 24-hour family support and resource hotline, a 24-hour foster parent advice line, emergency respite child care, CalWORKS case management, and positive parenting classes. We also provide counseling for infants, children, adolescents, adults, and families. Go to www.familypaths.org for more information or call 1-800-829-3777. For immediate 24-hour help. This public service announcement is brought to you by your friends at Pirate Cat Radio.
That was the last 13 minutes of a 63-minute piece that I did called Shadows of the Veil. That work features Daniel Berkman on guitar, Diana Rosa Trimble, and many, many others, Ann Goldman and others on vocals, and Lila Rose on vocals, and me on everything else and composing. Thanks for playing that. As I said, it's the last 13 minutes of a 63-minute piece. Anyone who wants to hear the rest of it should definitely go to omnicircus.com, get in touch with us.
And perhaps there will be excerpts from that in your next show.
Well, we're making a feature film, actually, honestly, about kind of like a Kiriana Squatsi-style film or Baraka, where the soundtrack is mostly just music, and then the imagery is kind of a surreal dream. We're going into the surreal dreamscape. There's going to be dialogue, but it's all completely made-up language. There's going to be a story, but it's too real to actually be contained in the naturalistic film language of Hollywood. So it's going to be a dream story. But that's the soundtrack. The music you just heard is going to be on the soundtrack for that movie. It's called Shadows of the Veil. Watch for it in a theater near you.
Shadows of the Veil.
Shadows of the Veil. Coming to a theater near you in my fully delusional universe.
And you also have an album out, Seasons of the Veil, right?
Yes, this is an evolutionary descendant of Seasons of the Veil. I'm a big believer in spending years on a project, putting out a CD, which you lugubriously spend money on, and then throwing it all away and improving it. This will be the third time I've done that with this project.
This is the last.
Well,
third time's
the
charm.
I think that each time.
Yeah. Right. I think we're going to play one more of your tracks, and thank you very much for coming down to Pirate Cat
Radio.
Thank
you. Thanks, yeah. Lyndon. Thanks a lot.
And if it's really mind-blowingly the best track that anyone's ever heard, or if somebody calls in 415-341-1199 and demands an encore, we might even play one more. But track 17.
Sure. This is called "This Much We Know." It's a duet with me and Diana Rosa Trimble.
Seasons come and go. This much we know. Love will ebb and love will flow. Morning light is glow. This much we know.
Flowers live and die under the sky. Children play and children cry. Rain comes by and by under the sky. You set your heart aside. From love's truth you fairly hide. Choir awaits the bride. No compass guide.
strong, not right or wrong. The phantom night is empty long.
There's time for one last song, not right or wrong. Love will ebb and love will flow. Morning light is blue. This much we know.
That was a song called This Much We Know. It was sung by myself, Frank Garvey, and Diana Rosa Trimble. So thanks for this opportunity.
Certainly, man.
Very fun.
Very glad to have you in. You know, we know each other a little bit better than on a strictly professional level.
Yes, we do.
But
Lyndon is a fine singer-songwriter, in case any of the listeners don't know that.
I don't think they do. Listeners don't know just about anything about me other than the tone and timbre of my voice. Seriously.
Yeah. Well.
Nor do they know my name for the most part. I go by DJ Operator.
Okay.
And this is my show, Welcome to La La Land. We're going to get back to Molly Cat Dancing. I wanted to show Frank Garvey. When I was playing that entire album, I think we had a couple of technical difficulties, and track one might have been a little bit, how shall we say,
mangled.
Mangled. Good one. So we're going to play it again. I want you to hear
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, silakan, minta, minta. Good night.
So again, that was track one off of Malikat Dunt Singa's album Arrington de Dionyso. This was put out... Shoot. I'm not sure, but these guys are still touring around. They were in San Francisco a couple of months ago, and that was all in Indonesian, but you can find out the titles and how to spell everything piratecatradio.com on my page. DJ Operator, welcome to La La Land. There's playlists, which I'm entering live for you guys. And coming up next, we're going to have some Venetian snares, followed by some songs to incite the sun to shine, which it hasn't been all morning. I brought my rain glasses to work, as opposed to my sunglasses, and then maybe a few more songs about rain, because that's where we're at. And then, welcome to Phonographic Funhouse with DJ Cormac. At 11.
And left me in my stately home, blazing. sitting on a sunny afternoon, and I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Lazing on a sunny
Space Cat Thomas on the accordion in the morning.
ago. And following that, Steve, the guy who organizes the open mic at Cafe International every Friday night, is going to be coming in playing some saxophone for us on Halloween. So, check it out. But thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
This is DJ Red Jesus of the Red Jesus Hour of Power, here today with Princess Morcha. Coming at you live on tape from Pirate Cat Radio Cafe, located on 21st and Florida here in the Mission District of San Francisco, California. Stop on by, have yourself a maple bacon latte, sign up for chance to win some tickets to the Treasure Island Music Festival. Come on in, use the house computer, make a donation on Kickstarter.com to help us reach our goal of $60,000 and get back on the FM airwaves here in the great city of San Francisco, California. So we're going to be telling you a few of the things going on here in the studio the upcoming week.
Sunday, October 24th, the Balkan Vulcan Show.
Oh, we really don't need to hear that again. I mean, that event breaker is quite old, isn't it?
And last track is by a band called Dark Dark Dark. It's off their new album Wild Go, and the track is called Daydreaming. It's got a beautiful piano melody in it, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. And if you like what we're doing here at Pirate Cat Radio, please go over to piratecatradio.com and support our fundraiser and help Pirate Cat Radio get back on the air.